Blog Talk Radio.
Doormat to the universe.
Yeah.
I have been a pushover.
I have taken it from everybody. I have put everybody ahead of me all the time, and I have just kind of acquiesced to what everybody else ever wanted, whether they were a stranger or somebody and people who are my friends, anything like that. So now I've noticed within the past year or so, or even maybe a few years back, I've been kind of getting a little feistier, even angrier, because I feel like I'm trying to take the power back that I never had, and I wanted to right that ship a little. Now, in righting the ship, it's gone, I understand, in the other direction, because I kind of feel like that's the way it might have to be for now until I find the balance of the anger or the doormat.
Well, like they always said in class, which we will explain later, anger gets your power back.
Yes. So, lady, it's not you specifically, but I was just frustrated, and the old me would have sat in the car and just hemmed and hawed and rolled my eyes and let them chat forever, and then the dude probably would have waved his hand and been like, thank you, nice girl, because that's what you should have done, because our agenda is more important than yours, so you just sit there. And I say no more. There's a lot of no more Mr. Nice Guy happening with me right now in my life. And as I say this, I don't want to frighten my parents who are thinking, what happened to that sweet girl we raised? She's still there, but she's not going to get stepped on anymore. And it's a scenario like this where I didn't hurt anyone, but I needed to turn that song up to 22 to get my point across, then I'm going to do it. So until I get my balance of no longer a doormat, but not like, angry person, I'm going to keep the volume at 22.
Well, that's funny that that happens, because I was thinking of season 3.
Yes,
and
sir.
Doing one show about selfishness.
Anger.
And anger.
Yeah.
And when it's right to say no, because most people, when they think they try to be nice people and spiritual people, they think they're not allowed to say no.
That's what it is. And that's, you know, I say I'm sorry right now to the universe, but it's kind of what's going on right now.
Yeah, and speaking of words.
Exactly. And speaking of words.
We're not allowed to be angry, and we're not allowed to say no, and we're not allowed to do this.
And this is what we wanted to talk about tonight. I
knew
you have a good segue.
Yeah, you work all
That's the magic of us.
Works. What is that feedback we're getting?
I don't know.
That failed Janet Jackson single feedback.
I don't even know.
Exactly.
That's the point you just made. She did a song called Feedback.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Ew, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Video
pathetic. Let's stick with the Nation 1814.
Yeah,
really.
Thank you. And if.
It's
hello.
It's a classic.
If. That's the way love goes. We're not allowed to say anything ever.
Like, not allowed to say if.
We're not allowed to say if and things.
What we wanted to touch on today, because speaking in that same point of view, like you were talking about, like, spiritual people are ...
Yeah, you can't be angry. You can't be angry, Allison.
I know.
You're not allowed to.
I'm not allowed to have ideas.
You're not even allowed to say hope.
Which is bad, because that's my middle name.
Yes.
And when you maybe look at some of the literature, the teachings of laws of attraction stuff, and people might be saying the words you're not allowed to say. Do you have the words?
I have the list of forbidden words.
All right, and we have something to say about these forbidden words when you're done. So read the list, quote unquote.
I said things you can't say using the LOA, as in law of attraction.
Oh, here we go.
You can't say wants. You're not allowed to say hope. You're not allowed to say need. You're not allowed to say can't wait, like I can't wait for this to happen. Or you're not allowed to say overcome.
Mm.
You're not allowed to overcome things, people.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, you're not allowed to hope for things.
I don't like that
So that's why everybody hates Obama, I guess, because he says he wants people to hope for things.
I know.
You're not allowed to need things, people. And you're not allowed to want for things.
Okay.
You're supposed to say... instead of overcome, rise above.
Yeah.
Instead of can't wait, looking forward to. Instead of want, desire.
Yeah.
And hope and need are just out there. Just out there. You're never allowed to say them.
Well, here's my problem. Part of my name is Hope.
Yes.
So it's important and special to me. And I think, and also special to the two people who named me that, because they saw me as their hope.
Yes.
And I do not see that as a negative.
I hope it's a bad thing.
So
apparently it breeds eternal misery.
Yeah, well.
According to Pretty Liars and Spencer and Shakespeare. Who said that?
Shakespeare?
don't know.
I don't think so.
You know what they say about him.
I don't think Will said that.
Okay.
He wouldn't say a thing like that. I adore Will Shakespeare. Oh, but we don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, at all. I think that's ridiculous. And here's the issue. When people kind of get into that, they get caught up in it. And if you're reading all these books and you've got your list of words you can't say, then you get in your head and you stop being a person, maybe, or just stop being your normal self. You're like, wait, I can't say that. Wait, I can't do this. And the whole point of thinking like this is not put all these restrictions on yourself.
Because I understand what they're trying to say, like in The Secret and stuff like that. You know, it's lack versus abundance. Are you coming from a place of lack and fear?
Right.
Or are you coming from a place of abundance? I can't even say hope versus fear. Love, there you go. There's the alternate. Are you coming from love or abundance? Or are you coming from fear and lack? And I understand that the connotations of these words, like I need to do this, or I want to do this, and all that stuff is... You know, it's supposed to be that makes you in the thing that you're out of the now, that you're thinking that you don't have your goal.
So it's not going to happen.
Yes, it's not going to happen.
Because you're like, I need it, but that means you're saying it's not here now.
Yeah, because like even in class they said, you're pushing it away. By needing it, longing for it, you're pushing it away instead of thinking of it as here and now, and thinking of it as in the now. You know, you're actually focusing on the lack of the thing rather than the actual manifesting and bringing it to you.
But you can see how this can be confusing and make you have a headache.
Because I was at Cosmos today, and I said, and just like Sandra Ann Taylor from Hay House, shout out to Hay House.
Hello.
In The Truth About Attraction, she had a blurb before we read from it about how it's funny how people will transgress all this stuff about, so they deny religion, like they don't want the edicts of religion, right? They don't want, like, you know, Jesus tells you not to be gay and not to have abortions and not to, like, work or something, whatever.
Yeah.
So people will say, no, I don't, fuck that, ooh, frack that, sorry, I'm not supposed to say that either. People say, frack that.
All right, it's real.
And you're not supposed to say all that, but people will take this, and they're so used to rules, and they're so used to being told not what to do. They will take stuff from the law of attraction or something from a quote-unquote different sort of spiritual focus and look at all the rules and try to follow the rules because, you know, right versus wrong equals rules equals religion. Equals ridiculous.
Yeah, I like that.
because you know, why are you going to take something that is supposed to make you feel better about yourself and then look at the rules and have to follow the rules, and you might as well just go to confession every Sunday.
Or you're making yourself feel worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's a lot, I guess a lot of people are still stuck in that old upbringing of themselves where they're like, even if they've maybe left a certain type of belief and they're looking into a new one, they're still going in with their same frame of mind of make sure I have guilt and make sure if I'm bad I get punished and, you know, A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what this is about because, you know, you're not going to grow from it. Again, you have to act how you're going to act. You have to get angry and you have to say what you're going to say. And we don't think that hope and what need is necessarily bad because, you know, if you're following it up with the action of, and now I'm going to go take the action and follow it through, and if I'm really hoping for something and I really want something, then I'm going to take all the steps to go make that happen.
Yeah.
Again, and I can understand, like you were saying, if you are sitting in your house all day hoping and wishing, but all you're doing is sitting in your house all day, then you are going to be miserable because you're not doing anything physical to get whatever goal you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
So I can understand that aspect of it. Not at all saying that, because I don't think any words are bad, even, you know, certain words that we may or may not have said recently. Because words are words. It's whatever you put behind it.
Yeah.
And whatever your actions are. Will Shakespeare said, words mean nothing. And that was always one of my favorite quotes because what he was really saying is action means everything.
Yeah, because it's about your actions and it's about your intentions. If everything about this is based on your intention and what you feel in your heart, you can say, I want this, I want this, I want this, but it's like that belief. There's nothing better than that belief that you're going to have it, and there's nothing better than that hope you're going to have it, and there's nothing better than sitting there in your imagination thinking about what it's like to have that thing. And that's the whole thing about manifestation and visualization. You're supposed to hope to have the thing, know the thing is coming to you, know it, it's plausible.
Right.
But you know, just because you sometimes slip up and get down on yourself that it's not there yet is no reason to think that none of this BS works for you.
Because you have to remember, you also have to be an active part in it.
Yes.
I say this probably every show. I'm sure everyone's sick of it. But again, I just come from Zuma, being an active part of trying to get where I want to be.
Yes.
You know, in a healthy physical state. And there was a time when I would just sit there and feel hopeless again.
Yeah.
And I was like, it can't happen. It's not going to happen for me. But I wasn't doing anything to get it going, you know. Or I would sit there on the other hand and stare in the mirror for hours.
Mm.
I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know psychologically how long one is supposed to look at oneself in the mirror. I'm sure somebody has like a time frame out there
right.
somewhere.
There's some rule about it.
There's crazy clinical rule.
Mm-hmm.
When I look in the mirror, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. It depends on what's going on in my head, but I would just stare and be like, why can't it be me? I wish, I hope. That could also lead to some of the depression I had before. But I wasn't doing anything, again, positive about it. It was feeling that sadness of it's not going to happen. You're just looking at yourself. But understanding this point of view and where we're coming from, knowing that please always take an active part in whatever you want. Your mind being active and thinking of it is awesome, and keep it going, because you have to still do that while you put it out there. While you're creating like the path that you're going to follow, whichever paths, there's probably many.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
You have to keep it active and keep it going.
Yes, yes, because as you said when we were outlining this,
honesty is the best policy.
Who said that? George Washington, who said that?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Cherry tree,
Erica Badu. Erica Badu.
It sounds presidential.
It is. We can only hope it was George Washington.
I can do... I guess
say something wrong.
No.
What's the song? Did I say something true? Oops, I didn't know I could talk about.
Actually, I was listening to that album.
Really? Did I have a point of view?
Human Behavior.
Yeah.
That was a great song.
Human Nature.
Oh,
human
sorry.
Human Behavior is Bjork.
Sorry, Bjork.
Who probably, didn't she produce that song or something?
She produced Bedtime Stories.
No,
what's the song?
She introduced Let's Get Unconscious.
She wrote that song.
Okay. Let's Get Unconscious, honey.
Yes, exactly.
Dana Pampalona wants me to look at something in this book. Wordplay from Truth About Attraction by Sandra Ann Taylor, published by Hay House.
Give
what were we looking
snippet.
At? The obsession with always being positive has become so extreme that it has resulted in rules about what you're allowed to say.
And then it becomes negative.
In fact, you have may have heard that the admonition to never use the word want.
Meh.
Just as we said, we learned this in class. You know, you can't say I want a man. What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
You're supposed to say, I have a wonderful man. And continue to repeat that until it becomes a reality. But when it comes to attraction...
Meaning if you are home alone without a man, you're supposed to say that.
Because remember, I told you this story.
Which,
remember,
you know, could be a little silly.
I told you this story. It's in one of Wayne Dyer's books.
Maybe
it's
that
like,
works
for
some people. I don't say for most people it doesn't.
Yeah, The Truth About the Beach or Butterflies or whatever. It's like Manifest Your Butterflies or something.
Okay.
Like, I love you, Wayne, but sometimes like...
question, and you're
supposed
to, too.
So
it's
I told
like
you,
anything you're learning or working on,
yeah.
you're supposed to question it.
Because I told you this story about this woman who couldn't find a dude, right? So she lived in this big house. She had all this money. You know, she had like a two-car garage and a king-size bed and a walk-in closet. and she filled everything with just herself. So what she did to find the man was she tapped her closet and imagined that her dude's clothes were going to be there. She parked on one side of the driveway and imagined that her guy's car is going to be there.
Hmm.
She slept on one side of the bed,
hmm.
you know, and imagined that her dude was there, too.
Right.
I mean, 6 months later, she found her dude.
Okay. Well,
so,
you know, kudos to her, but I'm not getting rid of my clothes.
You're not sleeping on one side of the bed.
I'm sleeping on the whole side of the bed. Here's the thing.
Hashtag things you need to know about me.
Here's things you need to know about me.
Like, I don't like movie theaters.
That is so unfortunate. But
anyway. Hashtag things you need to know about me.
Here's hashtag things you need to know about me. I take up the entire bed.
Yes.
And
I am
5'1". My weight is dropping. But still, but regardless of size, it's the width.
There's
of
arms and legs to think about.
I spread out like somewhat like I'm a like a chalk outline. But that's the thing, and that's awesome that it works for her. And this is a cool story. And of course, when I hear that story, if I could segue into a terrible thought.
Go ahead. Oh yeah, we talked about this.
We
in our
did
outline.
Talk about this in our outline.
Jealousy.
When you tell me that story. I feel jealous.
Yes.
And I feel like I've been experiencing that a lot lately.
The law of attraction is never going to work for you because you said that word.
I'm feeling the law of attraction could bite me because I'm being honest.
Hashtag LOA.
Yeah.
Hashtag things you need to know about me, jealousy.
Yeah, it happens. And I experienced it a little with some of my coworkers are going on a really awesome trip that very excited for them, but I also, after the excitement, a little bit of the green-eyed monster came in, and I'm like, oh, man, I wish I could go.
Yeah.
They're going to China, which is, like, wicked cool, because who gets that opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
China,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think it's awesome for them, but then I started to feel that. And I know that some people in my life have met people for their lives, and I am happy for them, but then I felt a little jealous.
Yes.
And then I felt guilty. And then I felt bad, and blah, 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 down the ladder. So, jealousy. It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
How are we going to deal with it and understand it and then use it as a positive? And that's what I was talking about with you last week.
Yeah.
Because I said, I had to be honest, I'm definitely not perfect. I'm not floating up in the clouds somewhere with, like, beams of light shooting out of me.
You're not bouncing off of the top of these clouds.
Yay! Sorry. but, you know, it's happening right now in some respects. And I know some of it could be maybe, you know, understanding I'm not where I want to be in certain places in my life.
Yeah, it's a motivational tool.
So, yeah, it's a motivational tool if I take it or if those of us out there who are feeling it right now for whatever reason – take it and then put it into action, like the actions we were talking about, instead of saying, you know, sitting in your house and being like, wah, wah, wah.
Well, could you take it like anger and say that jealousy also helps you get your power back?
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, because if you think about
Wait.
It, if there's anger, if something angers you, it helps you get your power back.
Indeed.
Because it gives you that fire, that drive to say,
well, you saw me come in and tell you when this happened. What did I look like?
Yes. I am woman. Hear me roar. And so jealousy can be, I think it can correlate to anger because, you know, jealousy is a reminder of things you can't do, want to do, know you can do for yourself.
That's
but
a good point.
You put a... there's something, whether it's universal or yourself, putting a
there's
wall
There's something
between
inside.
You and your
that's
goal.
Exactly what I was going to say. That means I like that. Because jealousy doesn't mean you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's exactly what everyone who feels jealous when they feel it gets exactly that feeling. Like, why can't I?
Yeah.
So that's a great point to understand that meaning. Look at yourself right now and think of what you may be doing for why you can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a few reasons why I can't go to China right now. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's not as big as the other stuff that I could open up a little more and work on.
I'm going to have a Miss Wendy burp right now, so I'm trying not to be close to the mic.
Did you have a little too many Slim Jims?
Yes.
Okay. Like, you know I could open up the door a little more to meeting some people.
Yeah. Sorry for that face.
I know.
If we were on reality television, you're just that face.
I know. I understand his face with that. I understand his face with that because I know you feel kind of the same way.
Yeah.
I did do something
yes.
last weekend.
Yes.
No, this was
as it was going into the A.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just like, go.
I had an option to go just out to a bar and see a band with a friend. I could have made a million excuses. The bar probably isn't my scene. There's probably going to be no one there. It's blah, blah, blah. I'm tired. I'm in my pajamas. And those were all the things I was thinking at, like, 2 in the afternoon when I saw the invitation. And I had already listed all the reasons why I won't be going.
Yeah.
Okay, in my head. Sorry to put, like, a negative thing on that. So it's, like, 9:15. We're supposed to 9:30 is when the thing starts. And I'm watching TV in my jammies, and I'm, like, gross from cleaning. And my show ends, Mad Men. And I look at the time, and I was like, you know what? Why don't I just get dressed and go instead of being negative Nancy and thinking all those things? Why? Maybe tonight won't be the night I meet someone, but maybe it's better that I just go out and in a group of strangers and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And even if that's not the moment something happens, I'm starting to put myself out there.
Yeah.
I'm single. I'm young. I live by myself. Why wouldn't I go out?
Yeah.
So, of course, I call my counsel and soulmate next to me here.
Me.
I'm like, should I do this thing? And he's running to the A train.
I'm like, you're running to the A train to go to another bar.
He's like, yes, do it, go. Even if it sounds silly, just go.
Yeah.
And it ended up being the cover band was really cool and fun. I had fun with my friend. No, I didn't meet Prince Charming, but I don't care. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I got off the couch. I took a shower. I put on a cute outfit. And I was out till 2 in the morning like a single 34-year-old should be doing.
Yes, and you were glowing in that Facebook picture.
Oh, yeah,
glowing.
Picture
simply glowing.
So funny enough, and there it is. So one little step, maybe, and it was a tiny one, but who knows? You know, that means I have to be open to more stuff to just go out. Go out there and see what happens without the list of, yes, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Just go.
Yeah.
You know, and I would recommend that for anybody for what they want to do with whatever goal they're thinking of, and sitting there saying the words or not saying the words, who cares?
Yeah.
Just go and do it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of our shows have that whole theme to it.
Yep.
But I feel like it's because what we're dealing with now.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we have a relationship roundtable coming up.
We do, which is going to be...
The boys and the girls.
Yeah, not next week. Next week's show.
No, next week is IIEE. Yeah, it's IIEEE. It's actually an unintended continuation of this stuff because I am very adamant, and this is my soapbox right now, but if you're going to post something on Facebook, like a quote by Buddha or Confucius or Wayne Dyer or something, you better be living it, because I am sick of all these people who post all this peace and love and harmony and love is pain and flower shit stuff.
As saying
and not living it. Like, don't tell me on one hand that, oh my God, I got a new job, it's the best thing ever, and then complain once you get to the office, oh, I hate this, I have nothing to do.
I got it.
And I know people like that, and they post it all over Facebook, and I know I post mess all over Facebook.
Yeah.
But you know what? I live what I preach.
Okay.
Anyway.
You got this, like, Facebook cop thing going on.
I know.
We're going to...
Take a picture of the temperature and complain that it's summer. Have you lived here?
Good Lord.
Have you lived here anyway?
There's some stuff going on, honey. I've missed it.
Yes, we're almost out of time.
All right, guys.
Stuff. There's a unicorn and the music. Yes.
Before we go, I need my magic unicorn to give me some advice.
Yes.
Perhaps maybe what I went through today.
Okay.
Quickly.
Your horn only when you have to.
Oh,
thank you, buddy. You're right. He's just letting us know that it's okay to get angry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.